Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I am so excited, you guys. We have Brandy Glanville today. Now, Brandy Glanville, of course, is my favorite villainess from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. In my opinion, she is sorely missed on that show. I loved watching her. I thought she brought great drama. She hasn't been seen since that one reunion. Do you remember that reunion 2 seasons ago when they just did a videotape segment of Brandy drinking wine and talking shit? It was like Andy Cohen just like cut to a video of Brandy like at her home or somewhere, you know, somewhere with a giant glass of wine. She's like, okay, I'm here to talk shit about everyone. And then she like goes through the list. I mean, it's amazing. And I, for one, need Brandy back. I need her back. I mentioned this on the podcast last week. I heard from some inside sources that they don't have a lot of stuff on Beverly Hills this season, a lot of drama. So they're focusing more on, you know, lifestyle stuff and things that are pretty to look at, which is great, but we need some drama. We need, you know, some stuff. Rinna has been the villain for 2 seasons, and I think she's tired of it. I think she's given up on it. And somebody else needs to take a turn here. And you guys, they need Brandy back. They need people like Brandy. They need a Taylor. They need a Kim. It's like, I don't understand why Beverly Hills gets rid of all these people. Like, I know, and I've argued this on here before, but it's like, there's certain housewives I know people don't like, but they're good for the show. We need them for the show. Just because you don't like someone doesn't mean they shouldn't be on these soap operas that we're watching. So anyway, Brandy's like one of my favorite housewives. I mean, she's just was so good on her time, and she really had a rise and fall. I mean, talk about a rise and fall. That when she came in, she was coming in on crutches, season 2. And then Kim and Kyle famously hid her crutches. Which, I mean, come on, what better TV than that? I mean, do you remember that they were having these women were having a game night, and these two sisters decided to hide the crutches of this woman who was being introduced to them for the first time, so she couldn't get up from the couch. I mean, it was so good. So, you know, Brandy started as sort of the underdog, and you know, she was famously cheated on by, she was married to Eddie Cibrian, and then, you know, it was alleged that he cheated on her with Leanne Rimes, and now Eddie's with Leanne Rimes. And of course, I know Leanne Rimes from Coyote Ugly, right? I mean, who out there doesn't watch that movie at least 10 times a year? It's always on E, you know, E when it says, like, movies we love. And every time I see it, I'm like, yeah, we do. It is a movie we love. Some of the movies E plays that they say we love, we don't love. We don't. They were playing Bride Wars the other day. Do you remember the movie Bride Wars? That is not one we love. And it was like a big, you know, big font at the bottom, like movies you love. And it's like, nope, you're wrong. But when I see Coyote Ugly on there, I'm like, yep, I just nod along. And Leanne Rimes did the songs for Coyote Ugly, and I love that movie so much. And she comes in, like, Leanne Rimes comes in at the end of the movie and dances on the bar. Like, that's what I know Leanne Rimes from, other than the drama with Brandy. But anyway, I'm so excited to talk to Brandy about all of this stuff. You know, I want to ask her about Coyote Ugly. I want to talk to her about Beverly Hills, what she's been up to since. Oh, she did Celebrity Apprentice with our president, which, you know, is scary. It's very terrifying that that man is our president now, but I'm going to talk to her about that. You know, she's been on that, she was on that kitchen show with Brandy, you know, Brandy Norwood, the R&B singer. I mean, like, Brandy Glanville has been around a lot of these people that we love, a lot of these pop culture celebs that I'm into, so I can't wait to ask her about all of them. Before I get to that interview, I have a few other little pop culture tidbits I want to talk about. I opened up on my Instagram, I put something on my stories, like asking what people want me to talk about or if they have any questions for me. And so I want to try to do maybe a couple a week And, you know, we'll see how it goes. Maybe, you know, maybe we won't do any more. But this week, somebody wanted to know what I thought about the Justin Timberlake song. You guys know, have you heard the new Justin song? Let's play it for a second. Okay, so here's the new Justin Timberlake song. Let's hear it. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the you guys, I like it. It sounds good. He's giving good, great vocals. It sounds really good. Oh, I like the beat. I'm kidding, you guys. That was Ashley Tisdale's Last Christmas, which I'm still listening to. If only Justin could do something as good as that. I mean, that's a song. That's a song. That's the only version of Last Christmas I'm interested in. And I know it's mid-January. I don't care, you guys. I don't care. Okay, so here's the actual Justin Timberlake song. So let's listen. Ooh. Okay, you guys, I can't play the whole thing. This will get removed if I play the whole thing, but the song's called Filthy, and I think we all expected to hear something country, right? Like, the images and stuff that Justin released before releasing the actual song, they were all, like, him in the woods in the fucking forest. It looked like, you know, his version of Joanne. We all thought we were gonna get a Joanne album. And then he comes out with a song that's very, like, it reminded me a lot of Future Sex Love Sounds, that old, you know, his Sexy Back album, where it sounded a little new and techno-y, but I liked it, and I don't even like Justin Timberlake. Like, I hate to even, is it weird that I don't even like to say that, because I never forgiven him for what he did to Janet, you know? Like, I felt like he really let Janet run the bus over. Wait, what's the term I'm looking for? Like, Janet really got ran over by that bus. What's the term I'm looking for? Oh, Janet got thrown under the bus. That bus really drove over Janet, you know, when that Super Bowl thing happened. And I never forgave him. I felt like he just let her take all the blame. And she was completely ostracized from the industry. And now he's going to perform on the Super Bowl, but Janet's not, you know, able to. And he was the one that exposed her breast. You know, like, he ripped the stuff off to expose her breast. So I've never truly forgiven him. I have, you know, warmed up to him at times, particularly the Trolls movie. I really like that movie, you guys. I love the Trolls movie. It's so cute. It is. I, like, make my nieces and nephews watch it whenever I'm home. They're like, I'm like, let's watch a movie. Like, how about the Trolls movie again? And they're like, Uncle Danny, like, can we watch something else, please? I'm like, no, we're watching the Trolls movie. So I warm up to him from time to time. I didn't like that song from the Trolls movie, but I do sort of like this Filthy song. I think it's good. It's good. I think I'm the only one that feels that way, because from what I've seen, the reaction online is not very positive. It seems like no one else likes it, but it is good. It's exciting that we're getting something different, because I thought we were going to get a country western album based on the images, and maybe some of the music on the album will be country western influenced or something, which is I like country music, but I was happy that that was not the case with this song. And the video is, I thought the video was cool. I know that's lame. Is that lame? I don't know. Because I liked it. I liked it, and I don't like him that much. I should also mention that my tastes are terrible. Like, as you've noticed, I'm still listening to Ashley Tisdale's version of Last Christmas. So, you know, you take what I have to say with a grain of salt. You know, I was in Ohio and over the holidays, and I found myself more and more, like, listening to Nickelback. This is the worst. I'm the worst. But, you know, I was in Ohio, and I was driving my mom's car around town, like, going, you know, Christmas shopping and all that. And I was hearing Nickelback a lot. You know, they play that rock star song, like, every 5 minutes still in Northeast Ohio. And you guys, by the end of my trip, I wasn't changing the station. I was, like, I was jamming along to fucking Nickelback. And there's my favorite line of any song ever is in that Nickelback Rockstar song. You know, that song's all about, like, becoming rich and famous and everything. And he says, that Chad Kroeger guy says, like, that he wants to go to restaurants and sign a few autographs so he can eat his meal for free. And then he says, I'll have the quesadilla. It's so good. But maybe I could find it. I'm going to try to play it. Quesadilla. And that's a rock star. Like, that's like a rock group. I mean, it was truthfully, it's a good song, you guys. I don't even care who knows it. At this point, all my inhibitions are out the window. Everything's gone away. I better get to my interview with Brandi Glanville because, you know, quite frankly, everyone's going to turn this off if I keep talking about Nickelback. But anyway, so here is my interview with Brandi Glanville, formerly of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and hopefully in the future again of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She has two great books. Oh, you guys, I have to mention this. She has two really fucking funny books. Like, she did Drinking and Tweeting and Drinking and Dating, and both of those books are legit funny. Like, they're great reads. If you're looking for, like, a beach read or vacation read, I promise, like, I've read a lot of housewife books. Like, I've read a lot of these women's books, way too many. And Brandi's are honestly my favorite. I think they're very fun, light, funny. Drinking and Tweeting is her first one. It's fantastic. But if you're just looking for something fun, like, pick up her books. I know I just said I listen to Nickelback, but I promise these are good books. So pick up her books and then check out her podcast. Unfiltered, Brandi Glanville Unfiltered. So here is my interview with Queen Brandi Glanville.
Hi, Danny.
Okay, guys. Hi, I'm here with Brandi Glanville, who we all know from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We know her from Famously Single, her books, her podcast. Brandi, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? I'm getting ready to go get a spray tan, so I'm very excited about my day.
Oh my God, I'm jealous. I'm very jealous. I'm doing great. And actually, we have a couple connections. So Alec is your agent, and I went to high school with him. He was in my brother's wedding.
Oh my God, that's so funny. He said that you guys were good friends.
Yes. I also worked at his company. I don't know if you remember. Years ago, he had a casting company called Got Cast. I worked there for a hot minute.
That was, I think, way before my time here in LA. Or maybe, yeah. I just was not on TV yet. I didn't need an agent yet.
Yeah, it was a while back. And then also I went to school with Drew Carter, who I think you know. He was on Beverly Hills Housewives with you for a quick minute.
Yeah, we went out for a hot second. He's adorable.
Yes, he's gorgeous too, right?
Yeah. I have good taste, what can I say?
Yes. Okay, so you host Brandi Glanville Unfiltered. You've had tons of guests. My personal favorite interview is the one you did with Jill Zarin. It's like years ago, but it was so fucking good.
I love Jill. I know that she gets, like, people either love her or they hate her, but I love Jill. She's very real, and I think that, you know, yeah, she's pulled some shit that is not maybe the best thing to do with your boss, but I've done the same thing. So I just get her, you know?
Yeah. That interview, if anyone's a Housewife fan, they have to go back and listen to it. I sent it to everyone. It was just like a lot of good behind the scenes, juicy stuff. It was just one of the best Housewife interviews I've heard. So it was great.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very sweet. Thanks.
Do you have a dream guest for your podcast? Is there anyone you would love to get?
I love having all the Bravo celebrities on just because I watch so much Bravo. I literally, that's all we watch is Bravo and E! And news in my house. I only watch the news and the kids aren't there because it's too depressing.
Yeah.
But we don't, I don't watch anything else besides maybe cartoons if the kids want to come down out of their rooms for once in their lives.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I really love anyone from the Bravo world or the E! World. I just love having them on. If I get a choice, I go straight to them.
Yeah.
I don't have one particular person that I would love to have on. Necessarily, but I just love everyone from E! And Bravo.
Yeah. Is there anyone that you've had that's been really shitty that's come in and, a Bravo celebrity that has been a train wreck?
I've had a few people cancel, three times in a row where it was okay, you're not invited back because, you know, my studio is not at my house. I drive to Beverly Hills. It's a beautiful studio. It takes me time to get there. It's everything's paid for those hours. You know, we have, there's producers and people, mm-hmm. and then we get stuck with the bill. So there's a few people, I'm not going to name names right now, but that are just are not invited back, period, ever.
I gotta... Now, we're going to talk about Housewives, but I want to talk about your books for a second. I love your books. I think they're legit hysterical. Like, they're very funny. I'm not sure who you worked with on those, but they're really good. So I just want to know, will there be another book? You have two of them out, right?
Yeah, I have two out. My girlfriend and I, actually, I met her. She worked at Us Weekly through my divorce. She covered my divorce for Us Weekly, and she had never written a book before, but since she covered my divorce and was a writer, we decided... because I love to write, we should just try to write a book together. Like, neither one of us had ever done it before. And our collaboration became a New York Times number one bestseller, and it was kind of amazing. She wrote with me on number two. She's now writing everybody's books, which is great for her.
Yeah.
On number three, I've done the whole thing myself. It's almost finished, and I'm really excited to have it out there because... it's very raw. It's very real. It's still, I put the humor in there, but there's, you know, with tragedy and humor go hand in hand. And so that's why I try to make my books really real, but then I try to, you know, laugh at myself as well.
Oh, I'm so excited. So is it going to be more like memoir style?
Yeah, it'll be like the first one more than the second. I mean, the second one was more fluffy. It was not like dating life in LA. There wasn't like a lot of substance other than the guys that I had slept with.
Yeah, so, which I loved. I loved hearing about it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not as relatable as divorce and heartbreak. And I feel like I've lived enough life now and gone through, you know, good times and bad times. And, you know, I have a ton of jobs and there's no work and then we're moving again. And there's just been a lot more life that I've lived since the second book that, you know, it's been hard, but it's also been great. And I think it'll be very much more similar to the first one.
Oh, good. Well, I can't wait to read it. So now I want to hop into Housewives. You recently said, it was in the news and those like trashy blogs that you said something along the lines of not being real friends with Yolanda anymore, but then you kind of cleared it up. I was just wondering, are you friends with Yolanda? What's your status with those Housewife girls?
See, it's really funny because people pick up like a blurb of what I say and then it turns into like, we're bitter enemies. I absolutely love Yolanda. And here's exactly what when I read her book, my feelings were hurt because she kind of like pushed me in with the other women, and I'm nothing like the other women. And her and I had a real amazing friendship, and I was at her condo all the time. Like, every time I was in Beverly Hills, I'd say, what do you need? Let me get you a salad. I saw her constantly. This was way after I was off the show. I would always check on her, like, all of the time. I mean, my dad and I went over there. Like, she's close with my father. So I just felt a little discounted, and, you know, the truth of the matter is, yes, she was very sick, but I was over at her house constantly, texting her constantly, talking on the phone with her constantly while she's going through her divorce, and, you know, the girls ended up moving to New York, so she decided to move, and she got busy moving, so I kept reaching out, and, you know, friendships are a two-way street. I love her, you know, it wasn't reciprocated. She wasn't texting me back. She wasn't, you know, calling me back. And at a point, you just stop because it is a two-way street. And I know she got busy and I know she loves me. She knows I love her, but listen, she knows where to find me. I've done my part.
Yeah.
So that's it. I mean, nothing bad happened. I absolutely love her, but it's like with a boyfriend. Like, if you call, and he never calls you back, you're going to stop calling.
Yeah. In the book, she references, like, all the other girls. So, you know, she doesn't single you out, even though you were there for her.
Yeah, no, and that really hurt my feelings. She's like, well, Brandy came out for one photo shoot. No, I was with her constantly. I went and laid in her bed with her. I got her, like, lingerie, helped her get dressed for her anniversary for David. There were no cameras there.
Yeah.
Because she was so sick. I mean, I don't know that maybe she doesn't recall, but I just don't want to be lumped in with those other women because those other women were never there for her.
Yeah.
And so... you know, I saw the book, I put it on my Instagram, and then I read it, and I was just kind of disappointed.
Sure.
And that was it. I love her to death. I love her daughters. Not so much her ex-husband, but, you know, that's all, you know, water under the bridge. She loves me. I love her. If she wants to find me, she knows how.
I was just watching. I don't know if you've been seeing on Bravo's been replaying all the old seasons. And I was watching the episode where David Foster's playing for the girls. I don't remember if you... I think you were there. And Taylor's trying to sing, and he, like, yells at her for singing. It's, like, the funniest scene.
Oh, I wasn't there. I don't think I was there on that episode. I was out of town or something, and maybe that wasn't... No, I was in, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember. You were there. You were in the season.
Yeah, I was totally drunk and, like, you're kidding. Who knows? I've seen the show. I just don't recall being there for that episode.
Yeah. Okay, now I have there's a rumor that I heard that I just want to see if maybe you can clear it up for me. So I heard that the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, they get paid per season, whereas some of the other franchises like New York get paid per episode. And the rumor or the theory behind it is that's why the New York girls bring more drama. And lately, like, the Beverly Hills girls have been pretty bland and they have a couple good episodes. But the theory behind it was that Beverly Hills gets paid per season, so they don't feel the need to bring so much drama versus NYC, let's say, who is getting an episode count based on how much drama they're bringing.
Well, here's what I can tell you that I know. We have different production companies, so it's not like the same in New York that it is here. Like, we have the same as Orange County here, Beverly Hills does. New York is its own separate thing. Now, as far as it went for me, I was on salary, and it, you know, and as were most of the other girls. The problem comes when certain people don't want to show up. They don't want to shoot. They don't want to, like, I'm not making that. Then there's a possibility that they say, you know, it's pay for play. You got to show up and you'll get paid per episode. Because some girls are being fancy and saying, I'm not shooting with her and I'm not going to do this. And that's when you ruin your salary situation.
And it also ruins the show, too. What I like about New York so much is that those girls will fight and then they all still film together. But I feel like with Beverly Hills, they were playing that, they still play that game a little bit where it's like, you can tell, I mean, someone who views the show like I do, it's like you can tell that LVP may not want to film with someone else, with you or, you know, whoever.
Yeah, you know, I know that if you think about New York, so I don't, this is just me thinking, I know that they made, like, Luann a friend of, and then in that moment, that season, she was the entire season, and so she really brought it. I think sometimes, and this is just me, like, talking out of my ass, but I think sometimes when they give you a demotion, like they did with Portia that one season, they're like, you're a friend of, and now, Luann, you're a friend of. Those girls are like, oh shit, that's my paycheck, I'm gonna bring it.
Yeah.
And then they're back on as housewives, so I never had a problem bringing it.
No.
Not the problem. So I never had to deal with that. I was just like everyone else, like salary. So I can't, you know, speak. I know one of my friends was like, you got to show up to get paid because she was notorious for like, I'm not shooting with that person. Yeah. So, you know, I think every production company is different and how they deal with it. But I think the women of Beverly Hills are the least real.
Yeah.
It's because I've seen those girls when the camera shut down. And there's some drama, so but like they're so together when the cameras are on, like everything's pristine and perfect. And you feel like you're watching, like, you know, middle-aged Barbies, robot Barbies, you know?
So who would, out of the cast, like the cast that you've worked with or that you've seen on Beverly Hills, who is the most different behind the scenes? Not necessarily good or bad, but who would be most surprised by?
I would say Kyle. I think that she's a lot looser and a lot more fun and not so worried about, you know, saying the right thing and doing the right thing and about her kids hearing something, like, because when there's no cameras and it's just you and her and you're out to dinner, she can say whatever she wants and there's no repercussion. So I mean, it's weird because I like Kyle off camera, not on camera, because they're two different people.
Interesting. Are you still friendly with any of the girls on the current cast?
It's funny, I just ran into Lisa Rinna at a Christmas party and Harry, and they were lovely to me. And at the end of the day, like, I feel sorry for her because she's had to be the bad guy for a couple of seasons in a row.
Yeah.
And I know what that feels like. And it sucks because she's the only one bringing the show, and then she's still hated as a bad guy. And I feel for her because I've been there. And she was really sweet and kind. And we have, like, listen, I know we have a ton of mutual friends. I talked to Kim every other day. She's doing great. She's great in her sobriety. She's with her grandson all the time. I just ran into Kyle randomly. She moved into my neighborhood, and I have a P.O. box. We run into each other a lot. Like, the only person I don't see is LVP, because she only goes to places she owns, and I won't go to those places.
Sure. Those places aren't that great, so you're not missing anything. Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
I do. It's hard. It's hard not to. I mean, like, I really, it's like, I really like the train wreck TV. I can't help it.
And Vanderpump Rules is actually, I mean, they bring a lot of shit to that show. I mean, every episode, stuff happens. Whereas Beverly Hills, like, yeah. Have you been watching this season of Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I mean, I can't not watch. Right? Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, you can't give... I'm like, that was 5 years, 6 years of my life. Of course I'm going to watch. People think it, it's like a boyfriend, like, not checking his Instagram. They're going to check it for a while.
And I like that you're upfront about it, because a lot of the other housewives, once they get, like, off the show, they say they don't watch at all. It's like, you know they're watching.
And they're lying. They're lying. Yeah. Anyone who comes on the show and says, I never watched it, they're liars, too.
Yeah. So what do you think of the cast? How do you think the season's going?
You know, it's only been, what, two episodes, right?
Two or three.
I think two. I mean, obviously, it's, like, it's pretty to look at. I just... And we, like,
something needs
we
to
get
happen.
It. Everyone has a glam team. Everyone has a lot of money. If the big drama is that your floors are getting, you know, torn up, this is not going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, like Lisa Rinna's rat shit. That's like the big.
Yeah, and like, that's like, honestly, that made me all dry heave. And like, yeah. Oh my God, that's disgusting. But, you know, it's the beginning, and I'm hoping that, you know, it gets more exciting, because, you know, you have to build up to it. I just wish there were more hot husbands. Like, I can't. These beautiful women and their yucky husbands, it's like, I can't. I want to see, like...
Although Teddy's husband's cute. The new girl, Teddy?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen him enough to have, an opinion on him yet. You know what I mean? Like Mauricio's handsome and Lisa Rinna's husband's handsome, and I get it. But, like, the hot chicks, the pretty chicks are going out with these old dudes, like Ken and PK and
PK's the worst.
Husband. I mean, like, they're all, I'm sorry, but they should be in senior home.
Yes. You are so right. You are so right. PK needs to get off there. I'm sick of even looking at him. Like, I've given in to Dorit. Like, I don't mind her. But PK, I just can't. And I do, you mentioned Lisa Rinna, and I feel like this season she's resigning to being the villain. Like, I feel like she's been the villain for so long that now she's like, okay, I'm done. I'm not, like, somebody else has to bring
something.
She's,
like, kind of defeated. It's like, and then... Eileen's not there to help, and it's almost like it's not fair, but at the same time, this is what you signed up for, and I think that's part of why I was getting so upset. I was so sick of everyone saying I was with trash, and I'm the bad guy, I'm on this, I'm like, poor me, and then I'm like, wait, that's what I signed up for, so I need to just get over it.
Yeah, but you were bringing the show. We need people like you on the show, and I always get frustrated with fans, because I love these shows, I love Housewives. And I hate when somebody says, oh, I hate this like, they hate, you know, Portia or something. And it's like, yeah, but we need these people for the show. There's no show without somebody, like, somebody has to be the villain. We need that for these.
Somebody has to be. Like, you can't all just be kikiing all the time, like, being best friends, because no one wants to watch that.
Yeah,
that's why I love Atlanta, because they have money, but real shit's happening. Like, people are going to jail. People are, like, literally, like, suing other people. Not that I like people that sue, but they have money, but there's a real drama happening behind that, you know, the facade of let's get our nails done, let's go on a trip. When they go on a trip, they're throwing down, people are getting their wings pulled out. It's like, it's a mess.
Totally.
You will never see that in Beverly Hills. Like, never.
You mentioned lawsuit. What's going on with that smelly vagina lawsuit? Are you guys all done with that, with Joanna Krupa?
I cannot talk about it.
Okay.
I wish I could.
Well, I'm just glad I got to say smelly vagina on my podcast, so that's a win for me.
Listen, it happens to the best of us, let's be clear.
Oh my gosh. So would you ever go back to Beverly Hills? Have they asked you back?
Yeah, you know, when we first decided, like, it wasn't going to work out, Andy's like, well, you know, this is like, you're like in the mob. You never really get to leave. You're always going to be a housewife. And he's like, it's a family. You're grandfathered in. And I think I needed some time. I was in a depression. Like, when I left, I felt like they were all against me, and I just didn't have any allies. And, like, listen, if I was on there and I said half the shit that Erica says, I would be trash and garbage and put aside. But she has a G5, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, if I said, oh yeah, dick fucking lips, like, look at my, I said cock, and the women were like, oh my God, you're from a trailer park. First of all, who cares if I am or I'm not? Like, trailer parks are great. But fuck you. Like, if I was there without a husband, without a G5, without a glam team, and I said that shit, I would be cast aside. Mm-hmm. But because it's Erica, and she's so fabulous, and she's the favorite right now, like, everyone just laughs it off. Oh, she's so great. And I think she's great, but I just imagine myself in that position saying half the shit she says, how they would treat me. I just feel like it's a double standard.
Yeah.
But my head is back on straight, and I these women want to come for me, watch out.
Oh, we need you back on. Your last appearance when you taped that little segment for the reunion where you were drinking and you just talk shit, it was like the best. So good.
It's funny. These people reach out to me and they're like, we want to do a YouTube thing where you're like on Housewives sitting, doing, and we're going to interview about Housewives. Like, you're in one of your confessionals. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. It just seems so
weird. Oh, my God.
Weird.
I'd watch the shit out of that. Please do that.
I mean, I think it would be fun, but it's really hard to have an opinion when you don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when you're in those confessionals, you see the whole story, and then you have an opinion. But when you're just watching it, you guys are seeing highlights of what happened.
Yeah.
And there's more to it that you'll never know.
Now, it always is implied that LVP is very manipulative. And it's not just you that has said that. I recently was watching, Lisa Rinna's been watching old seasons on her Instagram stories. This is like a deep cut, but I've been watching it. And she's implying that LVP is manipulative too. Like everyone, and Kyle did at one point. It's like, what is it? Can you give us any more specifics about how she's manipulative? Because I think we can see it a little bit, but like, is there a specific situation, you know, that has happened behind the scenes that you might be able to share?
I think she's so intelligent, and the show is her life. You know, yeah. Her kids are grown. Vanderpump Rules and Housewives, that is her life, and she's very concerned how she comes off. So when you say manipulative, yes, she is strategic, manipulative. She doesn't say, she plans her jokes out. Let's just be clear. They don't roll off her tongue.
Mm.
She'll call you in the morning and she'll say, listen, you know, let's go over what happened. And I'm not telling you to do this, but wouldn't it be fun if you did this?
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay. And she reminds you over and over again, the only reason that you're on the show is because she's allowing you to be. So that was my experience with her. So like, and then she was like, oh, Brandy, honey, you're depressed. You're losing your audience. And people want to see me together with Kyle. So I'm going to go back and be friends with Kyle. And it's almost like she's writing her script. And if you go against her, you're not on the show. Hello, happened to me.
Yeah.
I was the first one to say she was manipulative because she is. And I was the devil. But now everyone's saying it. And she's kind of just accepted it. But because I was the first one to say it, she shunned me, and she was like, oh, God, no one can ever say anything about me. I'm perfect. But now she's kind of like, whatever. Yeah. She has to, because now everyone's saying it. But it's just the planning and how she says, I would never tell you to do this, but maybe you should do this. She's just really good at manipulation. It's like you walk away going, what just happened? Why would I ever do that? You kind of feel like a sidekick, a version of yourself, and not yourself.
Yeah, interesting. I get that. Now, I want to switch gears a little bit. You did Celebrity Big Brother with our president. Is there something you could tell us, like a behind-the-scenes thing about him or anything he was like?
I did Apprentice,
yeah.
Honestly, like, I had a great... I wish I had something to say, because I do not want him to be our president. I think that he is going to kill us all.
Yeah,
it's hard to watch. And yeah, when the SpaceX set up the rocket for, you know, whatever, like this, we were just sending things into space. I thought North Korea was bombing us. Like that's how
that was a scary moment.
It really is. I mean, right now in our world, I'm scared to death. But when I did Apprentice, he was lovely. I have to say, his children were lovely. Ivanka especially, so articulate, well spoken. And so kind. So I feel like a lot of what he does is an act. Like when the cameras are on, he's definitely tougher. And I wish, like right now, that he would just get off Twitter. Like somebody just to impeach him quick, because he needs the GO.
Yeah.
But my personal experience, and you know, I talked to Vivica Fox about this. Her and I had great. We had a great personal experience with him, but that doesn't mean we want him as our president.
Totally. Okay, now I want to do a little word association game with you. So these are some people that maybe you worked with on, you know, Celebrity Apprentice or Bravo or any of the shows you've done. And so, wait. Can I go back for a second? I need to go back for a second. Did Beverly Hills, this is something I've been dying to know. Did they ever try to get Leanne Rimes on the show with you?
No.
No.
It's funny. No, they didn't. But like Andy would joke about it. But no, they made it very clear to me that they would not do that to me.
Okay.
And she made it very clear that that was definitely beneath her anyway. She's like, I would never do a reality show.
She did a reality show. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, honey, like get it together. But whatever.
I also always wondered if you were able to watch Coyote Ugly. It sounds so silly, but
you
I always
know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I used to love that movie.
It's so
good.
That
was like one of my favorite movies. But it's funny because I'm pretty sure that my ex-husband had an affair with Piper when they shot The Cave. I'm not 100%, this is for real, because you're going to have to ask her and him, but they probably will both say no because they're married now. But 99% sure that happened. And then when I walked into Eddie and Lance's house, there's a giant poster of Coyote Ugly. I'm thinking, so he gets to wake up every day and see.
Oh my God, and sees that.
It's kind of hilarious.
I love that. I love that so much.
I've not told anyone that in ever, so that's for you.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That's such a gem for me, and I appreciate it. Piper probably went to my college as well, so.
Oh, really? I'll just keep it.
Yeah.
I won't say much more.
Oh my God, so Eddie likes Coyote Ugly. We get that, at least. We know. Yeah. He loves that movie.
He loves the blonde with brown eyes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so now I want to do a little word association. So I'm going to throw out a name. You could say one word, multiple words, a story, an anecdote, whatever the fuck you want to say about this person.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
So, Eileen Davidson.
I miss her. Randomly, I miss her toughness, and I used to think she was boring, but I started to like her last season.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, we all miss her. Kenya Moore.
Oh, pure evil.
Yeah, you did Celebrity Apprentice with her, and you guys had... Yeah.
She's a horrible, horrible person.
Really? Yeah. I think she's fired, too. I heard rumors that she gets fired at the end of this current season of Atlanta. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I heard.
I heard something about one of them getting fired, and I heard it was her, too, but I don't... But this is, like, just people in the know that don't really know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Lisa Gibbons.
The love of my life. I want to be her when I grow up. Yeah, I'm not grown up yet, but I love her. And she's more raunchy than anyone thinks. She can tell a dirty joke. She loves my dirty jokes, and she loves like when I say F and all of that. So
love that.
I love her.
Kristen Takeman from New York Housewives.
Oh my God, she's got her head in the clouds at all times, but she's one of my best friends in the whole world, and I would ride or die for that bitch.
Yes. Kate Gosselin.
Oh, annoying as F. The most annoying person I've ever met in my life. Ugh. Not like I hate her, but just I can't be around her.
Yeah. How about Aubrey O'Day and Pauly D? You did famously single with them.
Yeah. I love Pauly. I have to say, Aubrey and I had a really rough start. I like Aubrey, but she overthinks things, and I feel like she's been in the business too long, and she just needs to relax. But I love Pauly, and I like them together, because he's way chill.
Yeah. I was so upset that the Danny DeCane reunion didn't work out, because I love Danny DeCane, but that's neither here nor there.
I've never even heard her music. Like, it's so weird. I'd never watched any of those shows before, so I knew her just from being on reality TV. I never knew that she was, like, a singer.
She was part of a girl group, and they had, like, a couple... They had a song called Damage, which is, like, one of the best pop songs, but it was a few songs. But they kind of did a reunion thing, and then it fell apart. Okay, so how about, speaking of singers, Brandy. You did My Kitchen with Brandy on Fox.
You know what? She is rough around the edges, but at the end of the day, when my dress broke at the end of party, she and her assistant helped me in the bathroom to stay like for 2 hours and got me back in my dress. So I think she's always on, like acting. And I like people that are just the same way off camera as on.
Yeah.
A little diva-ish, but at the end of the day, we made up.
And how about Bethany? I think you did her talk show. You guys might have done something else together, but...
Yeah, I did her talk show. I like Bethany. She's very just dry, and here it is, and this is what it is. Take it or leave it. I feel bad for her going through this public divorce, because I've been there and done that. It seems like hers is 10 times worse than mine. And it's hard to do that and have everyone know your business and then still be like, oh, yay, I'm happy to be on this girls' trip. So I have a lot of respect for her.
Okay, Lisa Rinna. We kind of talked about her.
I randomly love her in a weird way, because she now knows what it feels like to be the bad guy, and so I feel like she finally gets it, and she's a little defeated, but now she finally sees the
what
whole picture,
through.
And she's, yeah, like, I sat and talked to her and Harry for like an hour at the Christmas party, and they were lovely.
Is her hair real? Is it a wig?
It's not a wig, but it looks like a wig.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad we cleared that up, because I need to know that, too. Okay, RuPaul. You did a logo show with RuPaul.
I've known Ru for way back, way before like anything. When we did Passport, Macy's, San Francisco. I love him. I think he's so bright and he's such a star, but he has so much compassion and he's really changed the conversation for a lot of the community. And I absolutely adore him.
Okay, so two more things, and then I'll let you go. So if you were casting Housewives of Beverly Hills, who would you keep? Who would you get rid of? Who would you maybe bring back? Like, what would your dream cast look like?
Okay, I would definitely, let's see. I would bring back Kim, because I like the thing with Kim and Kyle. I just, no matter what, when you put family together, it's always good.
Kyle's so much more interesting with Kim, too.
Yeah, for sure, because then you get a realness from her, because otherwise she's just pretending.
Yeah.
I think Taylor should be back because she's crazy, and I just liked her crazy, because if you just need real crazy people to be on TV. I would get rid of Teddy, unfortunately, just because she's accountable. Like, I don't want to watch accountable people. Accountability coach. How do you say accountability coach?
Accountability coach. She's coming on my podcast next week, too, so I can't say anything.
I feel no, it's not negative, but...
No, I get it.
But if you're going to be, like, that accountable, it's not going to be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. But maybe, hopefully she proves me wrong. She's gorgeous.
She is pretty. Would you bring back anyone besides Kim? What about Carlton? I always felt like Carlton got a bad rap.
Yeah, I love Carlton. I think Carlton and Taylor and Kim should come back. I think Carlton needs a second chance. And she's going through a crazy divorce, which everyone loves to see that shit on TV. Mm-hmm. So it would be great TV. I mean, the rest, I feel like we need Lisa Vanderpump restaurants and her flowers and stuff, but she doesn't really need to show up.
Yeah. I wish Vanderpump would take a couple seasons off and just do her spinoff and then maybe come back to it. But I feel like the past three seasons, she hasn't really done anything on the show. And I feel like everyone else tiptoes around her. So it makes the show worse with her on it.
Well, I told Justin, I said, listen, Kyle and Lisa just took last season off. They just sat back and let everyone else do everything, and they got their check and left.
Totally.
But yeah, ultimately, I just, maybe Adrian, I love Adrian, but I think that right now she's going to be too, like, I just want real people with real problems and people that aren't afraid to be crazy. I would definitely keep Rinna. I just feel like there needs to be a little bit, I would keep Erica because I feel like she brings that glam. I like Dorit, but I feel like we have Erica, so we don't really need Dorit.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally. What's interesting to me about Erica is that I don't think she brings a lot of drama, but for some reason she's still very compelling TV to watch. And I don't understand how she does it, like from a production standpoint. I don't feel like she's ever really in the mix too much, but yet she's still like a fan favorite and people love her. I just find it interesting.
Well, it's because she's like a fembot. She's like a robot Barbie, and it's super, like, we all want to watch perfection, and that's what she's giving us. And so, it's like she's the new LVP, really, because Lisa would not do too much, but she had the aesthetic, and then we get the little raunchy side, too, which I love.
Yeah.
So, I feel like she doesn't need to do anything more than she's doing. She just needs to be a fabulous fembot, and she's married to a lawyer. She's smart as fuck, and she's just gonna keep it dry.
Yeah. Do you think it kills LVP that Erica's so popular?
Oh yeah. Oh for sure. Yeah. 1,000%. You know that you can tell it's Andy's new favorite. You can tell like she loves to be number one, and she did not like Erica in the beginning. I am pretty sure she still doesn't. I don't think she likes any of the ladies, to be honest. But
yeah. Do you think her and Kyle are actually friends, or is it like a TV friendship?
She does not like Kyle, which is, I mean, I know this for a fact, and Kyle does not like her. So when she's like, well, the audience wants to see us together, that bothers me because we're not asking.
Yeah.
You don't like her, just say you don't like her. Like, it's just, they have this, like, struggle of who's the top, like, favorite, you know, queen bee, and it's like, guess what, it's Erica, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry to tell both of you.
Erica swooped in.
Yeah, I mean, like, she's come, she's not going anywhere, so, and, you know, she doesn't do much, but she holds it down, and she's fabulous, and it's dry, and she's witty, and, like, and she's fun to watch, and she's gonna do the splits, and her boobs are gonna be out, like, LVP, I don't remember that any time LVP did the splits.
No, so, I just think LVP's been so boring these past few seasons, and I do like her, and I love Vanderpump Rules, it's, like, one of the best, I think, but I just would like LVP to take a couple seasons away. So that the other girls could get in the mix.
stick with the drunk rules. I feel like it's funny because all of those people drink and party so much, but when she comes to Beverly Hills, she's like, oh, Brandy, you're drinking, it's out of control. I'm like, wait a minute, what about your other show? Everyone drinks and does drugs, and there's no problem. But you're talking to me about my drinking? Okay. You helped
launch that show. You were in that scene. You know, you launched the first scene of that Vanderpump Rules.
Don't remind me.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up. I've kept you forever. First of all, I want to thank you so much. I'm such a fan of yours, so I was so thankful and happy that you decided to do this for me. So I'm so appreciative of that. I make a lot of memes and stuff online on Instagram, so you've given me so much wonderful content. Like, on my Instagram, I've used you so many times, and it's always the best. So thank you.
You're probably where I get them from, because I find them somewhere, and like someone sends them to me, and I just put them up.
Yeah.
So it's probably, I don't know how to do them. I suck at all of those things.
So we're also big fans of we're big gay fans of Mariah Carey on this podcast. So I ask everyone, do you have a favorite Mariah song? What's your favorite?
My favorite thing about Mariah is that people carry her around. Like, they carry her literally on stage. That's like my favorite thing. That's all I care about. Like, okay, darling, carry me here, carry me there. Like, I love all of her music, and I think that her diva-ness is fabulous, and I love to watch, like, you just don't see that ever. She's, like, the number one diva of all time.
I know. You're so right. You're so right. Okay, and you're doing a family boot camp coming up on WeTV, right?
Yeah, on March 9th it airs, so that'll be exciting. We just found out that it's coming out, like, the day my dad's having heart surgery, so I'm like, oh, shit, I hope it doesn't kill him, because it was really hard to do, and it's going to be really hard for my dad to watch the back. And me, I mean, it's going to send me over the edge, I'm sure, but so that's going to be on March 9th, and we have some other fun stuff coming up. Hopefully Alex can make it happen and get it done.
Will the new book be this year?
I hope so. I mean, I keep turning it in, and then I come, you know, they send it back with notes. It's the first time I'm doing all the writing myself.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different, just because, you know, I don't have the guidance. But listen, after two with Leslie, I feel like I can do this. I got this.
Yeah. If you need someone, you let me know.
Oh, thank you. I really wanted to do it myself, because everyone was saying that I had a ghostwriter. I said, no, I had a co-author, and I put her name on the cover of the book with me. Yeah. If I had a ghostwriter, I wouldn't ever put her name out there, because it doesn't make any sense. So I'm really, like, proud of myself for doing it all, like, completely.
It is so much work. It is so much work. So, you know, the fact that you're doing it all on your own is amazing, because I just know how much work goes into it. So good job.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Brandy, thank you. This was a delight for me. It was seriously such a delight. So I thank you.
Oh, me too. Thank you for having me.
I miss you so much on the show, and hopefully you'll be back on it very soon.
All right. Fingers crossed.
Okay. Thanks, Brandy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily, with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
You guys, we have a lot to unpack from that. Normally, I just end this podcast right here and right now, but I can't let you go, you guys. We have to unpack all of just what happened. I mean, first of all, my favorite moment was the bombshell that Brandy dropped, that Eddie allegedly had an affair with Piper Perabo, the star of Coyote Ugly. I mean, you guys, that was an exclusive. She even said that on here. She said that. I've never told anyone that before. And you guys, I'm processing all of this right now. Like, when she said that, my jaw was, like, on the floor. I had to, like, roll it back up into my skull. I mean, imagine Leanne Rimes has a Coyote Ugly poster in her house. I mean, who among us doesn't, right? But she has she has a Coyote Ugly poster. Does she know? I don't know. Does she know that Eddie allegedly hooked up with Piper? I mean, and they look at this poster all the time in their house. Like, that is some crazy shit. That is some crazy shit, you guys. And I also just want to say that I love that movie, Coyote Ugly. I'm very excited to go rewatch it now with all this new context. What else? I loved hearing her talk about LVP. I mean, it makes all of it really made sense to me. Like, a lot of it's surprising. It's nice to hear from someone who's been in all of the trenches of this stuff. So, like, Brandy's been filming this show. She filmed the show for seasons with these people, so she knows the ins and outs of it. So it's nice to hear confirmation of a lot of these theories and ideas that I feel very similarly. I mean, I know it sounded a little bit like I'm kissing her ass some of the times, and I'm only doing it because I genuinely like her, and also I agree with all this stuff. Like, I think she knows that these shows need a villain. She knows that these shows need drama, and I feel like a lot of the current cast, they don't get that. Or maybe they do get and they just don't care. They're getting paid. I mean, LVP and Kyle are getting paid regardless. But I really agreed. It was interesting to hear that Kyle and LVP don't like each other. That was surprising to me. Because I think we've seen shades of that with Kyle, right? Like, we've seen little things here and there where it's like Kyle trying to go against LVP. But I think Lisa Vanderpump's fan base is so strong that these women can't. Kyle has tried to go against her, but Kyle realized that she will lose half of her fan base if she goes against LVP. So, you know, Kyle can't. So I think Kyle probably just resigned to that idea and is like, okay, you know what? I'm going to team up with LVP. We can make this our show. We can pretend to be friends. And, you know, they kind of are able to stay out of the mix. But God, I wish Kyle would speak up a little bit more against LVP. I don't know. It was interesting to me that she watches Vanderpump Rules. Again, who among us doesn't? We all love Vanderpump Rules. And it's refreshing to have someone so honest about it. I feel like all these housewives say they don't watch these shows anymore once they're off of them. And it's like, you know they do. I also hate when, they come on and they say they've never seen the show. Like, when they're a new housewife, it's like, why haven't you watched the show? If this is your job and you're joining this cast, like, shouldn't you go back and watch them all? I mean, it's, like, crazy to me. But it must be hard for her to watch Vanderpump Rules and see Sheena Shea, or Sheena, just Sheena now. Just Sheena. I reached out to one of the Vanderpump Rules kids. I reached out to my favorite, Kristen Doty, and she politely declined to be interviewed by me. Which was, you know, she was my first decline. Like, I just sort of on a whim one night, I was like, you know what, let me reach out to Kristen. Because I love Kristen. I do. I've talked about this on the podcast before. I really love her. I think she makes great TV. And this season, she's sort of on the sidelines. So I thought, you know, maybe it'd be, you know, fun to chat with her. And I thought, what else is she doing? Like, why wouldn't she just call in my show for, you know, 20 minutes or whatever to talk? But, you know, her PR person got back to me and politely declined. So I still love Kristen. But, you know, Kristen, if you're listening, come on the show. I'd love to talk to you. I might reach out to some of the other ones. I'd like to talk to some of the Vanderpump Rules kids. I call them kids, but they're all older than me. They all are, let's be honest. They're much older than I am, and I feel good about that. Anyway, what else happened with Brandy? I mean, it was interesting hearing all of the Eddie stuff. I didn't want to ask too much stuff, because I think that is personal, and I do feel bad for, you know, the other people involved in the kids and everything, because their parents' relationship always seems to bubble up into the tabloids all the time. And I know that, you know, how they make their living in reality shows and tabloids and all that stuff, it helps fuel their careers. So, but I try to stay away from that a little bit. And also, you guys, I only know Eddie Cibrian, like, because of Brandy. Like, has anyone actually seen anything that he's been in? I don't know, he always reminds me of, I always get him mixed up with that David Boreanaz. You guys know the guy from Buffy? I don't even know if I'm saying his name right. But I always get them mixed up in my head. I feel like they both look alike. They're both super handsome. And I know, if you're listening, you're probably thinking, like, well, David Boreanaz was from Buffy. But you guys, this is controversial. Exclusive controversy. I have never watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's like a pop culture blind spot to me. It's one of those things that I always say I'm going to get to. I feel like I'd love it. I know people are super passionate about how much they love it. And I know David Boreanaz did that, like, spinoff thing, Angel spinoff. I need to get to it. Should I get to it? Can you guys, like, tweet me or something and let me know if I should watch Buffy? I mean, everyone's going to say yes, right? I mean, it's known to be a really great show. I have seen the movie. But anyway, I've never seen anything that Eddie's been in. Like, I don't know. I honestly can't think of anything. And I watch everything and a lot of shit. I mean, I watch a lot of, like, I feel like he would be in a lot of Hallmark shit or Lifetime movies. And I watch all that. So, like, why don't I know a movie that he's in? I don't know. Do you guys have any pop culture blind spots? That, like, stuff that is so popular? Not Eddie Cibrian, but, like, the Buffy TV show. Is there anything that you just think, wow, everyone talks about it. You feel like you should know it. You feel like you should, you feel like you would like it, but you just haven't gotten to it. That's how I feel about Buffy. There's a few things like that. Breaking Bad. I've never watched Breaking Bad. And I always say I'm going to get to it. I've tried to put it on once or twice, and it seems just a little too dark for me, due to my proximity to depression. But, you know, maybe one day I'll get to it. I don't know. That's a Game of Thrones too. Like I tried with Game of Thrones, and it just wasn't for me. But I'm embarrassed by my tastes. I'm like talking about how I don't like Game of Thrones, but I just, like, earlier in this show talked about how I like the Nickelback song. Like I don't know. I'm having a revelation, realization that maybe I need to reevaluate myself and my tastes. I don't know. Okay, now I know I gotta start wrapping up, and we haven't gotten to Houses of Atlanta, we haven't gotten to New Jersey, and a lot of the Bravo stuff that's going on, we just haven't had time to get to, but there is one thing that I want to make sure I highlight this week, because I can't go another week without talking about it. I mean, it's too important in the Bravo universe, and what, of course, I'm talking about is Dolores from the Real Houses of New Jersey. I'm talking about her Instagram account. Now, these women, they often have lots of followers on social media, right? So a lot of companies will come to them with sponsorships. We've seen this with, like, flat tummy tees. You know, I feel like we always see, like, Ramona or Kim Zolciak holding a fucking tea bag and talking about their flat stomachs, which I respect. You know, get that money. You know, get that money. Anyway, they gotta hustle. I get it. But I know how these things work. I know how these sponsorships work. I've had a couple companies come to me, and what happens is they will come to you and ask you to post about their product, and they will give you a sample copy, like a sample script that you can go off of so you're reading about the product. So let's say we're talking about Coca-Cola, not cocaine. But Coca-Cola would come and say, you know, give me a script that says, "Hi, I'm Danny Pellegrino, and, you know, when I'm feeling like I need a boost, I grab some Coca-Cola. Or go do Coke in Dorit's bathroom." But so that's what they'll give you. Now, you can improvise. You can, that's a suggested copy, so you could do it exactly how they suggest, or you can kind of improvise a little bit. So Dolores got a sponsorship with a cheese company, Formaggio Cheese, I believe it is. And look, I don't know what they sent her, but somehow Dolores made it into a eulogy for her dead grandmother. And it is shocking. It is shocking and amazing. And I have to play it because it made me so happy. It gave me such a giggle. So this is a sponsored ad for a cheese company and also a eulogy to Dolores' dead grandmother. Let's all take a listen.
Everybody, Happy New Year. And I want to thank everybody for your condolences and prayers for my grandma. As you know, she passed away this week. And she lived to be 104, but, you know, like any Italian grandma, they leave a legacy behind of a love for food, and it's good food. So I just want to share this with you, that in the middle of a snowstorm, because I've gone to ShopRite, I did my Formaggio shopping, I have the burrata here. It's absolutely amazing. As you know, burrata doesn't have flavor. This is the signature burrata from Formaggio that has a flavor like you wouldn't believe. It's so good. You have to try it. And then, of course, my sister Valerie's favorite is the baked brie with the cranberry almond topping. And it's just, it's such a winter comfort food. But I literally didn't know what I was going to do and went in my refrigerator and remembered I had Formaggio. So everybody's coming over for a great tapas. Love you. Bye.
Grandma's dead, but who wants some tapas? Oh, you guys, that made me laugh so hard. And the first time I saw it, you have to go watch the video because it's so odd, but it's like, you know, grandma died, but good thing I remembered I had cheese in my fridge. Like, what the fuck? I loved it. I loved it so much. It was my favorite thing of the week, of maybe the year. So everyone go buy some of her cheeses. And may her grandmother rest in peace. Anyway, speaking of things that we like, I do have to get a few things out of the way. First of all, I want to say that if you get a chance, please go rate and review this on iTunes. If you like this interview, only if you like it, you guys, because I can't handle anything bad on there. I go and read those reviews sometimes, and I love hearing the nice ones. It's wonderful, and it makes my day. But also, it really helps me book guests and all that kind of stuff. So if you have a chance, go rate and review it in the iTunes store. I also want to thank Samsung Technologies. They provided me with all this great equipment, and they are officially my sponsor, and they've been so wonderful to me. You guys remember last week I did that interview with my mom? The only reason I was able to do that was because Samsung Technologies gave me like portable equipment so that I could, it was very small portable equipment that I could go bring home with me and interview my mom while I was home. And it was so great to have that, because otherwise I have, you know, these big microphones and stuff that I have in my studio, but I would have never been able to do that without them. And it worked really great. I don't know if you listened last week, but my interview with my mom was done on their, you'll have to look it up. It's like their handheld podcast kit or something like that. And it's like two microphones and then this little contraption that connects to your phone, and it works so great. So I just want to shout them out. I also want to mention that, and I would thank everyone, the book that I wrote, that I co-wrote with Bob Harper from The Biggest Loser. It's called The Super Carb Diet. And if you get a chance and you're looking for a new diet plan or something like that, go pick it up. It's a plan that Bob created, and I just sort of helped him put it onto paper. And the book is so good. And he's been all over the place. He's been doing the Today Show. He was on Kathy Lee and Hoda. He did Rachel Ray. He's doing all the shows. He's going to be on Watch What Happens Live soon, I believe, like pretty soon. And Bob is the absolute best. He's a gem. And the diet is really great. It's like a 90-day diet plan. It's called the Super Carb Diet. It's similar to like macro counting. Like if you are familiar with macro counting, it's having like a proper amount of protein, carbs, and fat. So it's super balanced. The whole idea of it is being a balanced diet. So Bob created this thing, and it's so wonderful. And it's been so exciting. People have sent me pictures getting the book. And my name's just like sort of tiny on the bottom. It says like with Danny Pellegrino. But it's such a thrill for me because it's my first published thing. Again, it's all Bob's plan. I just kind of helped him write. And you'll see little parts of me and throughout the book if you read it, I think. But pick it up because Bob is great. And I'm going to have him on the show again to talk all about. I want to talk to him after he does all these talk show things so I can get the rundown on all these people, because that's what I'm interested in. I want to hear about Kathy Lee and Hoda. He was there. Bob was at the Today Show the day that they announced that Hoda was, you know, taking over for Matt Lauer. So Bob was on the show that day. So I want to hear all about that. So I'm going to make him come on, or ask him, beg him to come on again onto this show. Finally, find me on social media, on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Danny Pellegrino. On Facebook, I'm at Pellegrino Danny. Please let me know what you guys like, if you guys like this episode. I love to hear from you guys, and I love if, you know, the good feedback is fantastic and super helpful. So thank you guys all so much for listening. Thank you, Brandy Glanville. Oh my God, it was so exciting. So I love you all. Have a good one. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.